And now this is a dictation for Lana, L-A-N-A, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, January 1750, address as a letter, Dr. Sarve Pali, 866-417-3504. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, a follow-up for Mrs. Allen, prior acute renal failure from interstitial nephritis, clinical diagnosis, in the presence of eosinophils on blood and urine, and a rash after exposure to doxycycline, offer her an inpatient visit, an in-person visit she chooses to do on the phone, being treated by your service with right-sided sciatic injections, has also underlying polymyalgia, occasional use of ibuprofen, weight, appetite, stable, frequent nausea but no vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding, incontinence of the urine is chronic, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No gross edema, claudication symptoms, ulcers, denied chest pain, palpitations, syncope, orthopnea, PND. No skin rash, review system negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the low dose of prednisone, 5 milligrams. Blood pressure, metoprolol, nifedipine. Anticoagulation with Eliquis, a low dose of ibuprofen. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 129/90, weight 177. She's able to speak in full sentences, alert oriented sign 3, no evidence of respiratory distress, appears fairly good historian. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.2, and that's baseline for a GFR of 44 stage 3 with normal electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus. There was no gross anemia. There is increase of white blood cell neutrophils and normal platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Next number, prior clinical diagnosis of acute interstitial nephritis, acute renal failure, thought to be related to doxycycline as indicated above, with rash, presence of eosinophils in blood and urine. This is new steady state, appears stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Next number, diastolic hypertension, presently off lisinopril, monitor before adjustments, discuss about the importance of salt restrictions. Mobility is restricted because of the sciatic, although she's not severely weight overload. Next number, other chemistries appears to be stable. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.